T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Bridget Quinn, and here are today's top local stories. Men killed in the crash of a small plane in Westchester. The plane took off from JFK. It was on its way to Cleveland, but the pilot of the Beechcraft A-36 reported engine trouble at about 5:30 last evening. Air traffic control at Westchester County Airport lost contact with the pilot shortly after that. Rescue crews searched all night for the wreckage. Westchester County Executive George Latimer says they found it early this morning in a wooded area in Armonk.
And in a wooded area like that where there are no other lighting, it was a very difficult search to try to find the remains of the plane and of those individuals that were in the plane.
The pilot and his only passenger were killed, identified as Baruch Taub and Benjamin Chavitz of Northeast Ohio near Cleveland. They are Orthodox Jews, so Westchester officials expedited the release of the remains so religious custom of quick burial could be honored. Well, this sadly has happened again. Two teenagers have been shot in the city, this time while leaving a police athletic league center. Joining us live from the Longwood section of the Bronx, our Glenn Shuck. Glenn?
Still an active investigation here, Bridget. As you said, a lot of heartache here and despair about gun violence among young people here. The 41st Precinct working this case here. They tell me, Bridget, they believe it's a lone shooter, a young person. It's not gang related, but that they feel that those who were shot were targeted to retaliate over some type of dispute that happened earlier this week. This 15-year-old boy shot in the head, barely alive, when he was taken from here last night, and there's real concern that he may not make this through this. The 16-year-old who was shot in the leg, he is stable at Lincoln Hospital. Now, PS39, the Longwood Prep Academy, Bridget, is right next door. Parents like Mike Putter and many others, of course, very concerned.
I feel like this every day, man. My son's starting to go to school by himself. Things in New York are getting real bad, man, with the crime.
15-year-old shot in the head. I mean,
he's a year older than my son.
Right.
It concerns me, man. I have a kid. I have stepkids, too, man.
And police tape, Bridget, here, still surrounding the Police Athletic League building. The shell casings still on the ground. Bridget?
Yeah, and Glenn, I mentioned at the top that this has happened again. Can you refresh our memories about some of the other violent incidents among teenagers?
Well, there's gunfire in Queens earlier this week. Again, you're talking about people 12, 13, 14 years old, Bridget, with guns. And we also talked about yesterday this school in East 184th Street in the Bronx with a loaded handgun inside the backpack of a young person, too, 13 years old as well. So, again, guns in the hands of very young people. Just to quote that gentleman, Mike, who I met, he said it's babies trying to kill babies. It's very difficult for parents to put this all together right now. Bridget?
Yeah, sure is. Glenn Shuck, we thank you so much. Live from Longwood. Another unprovoked attack on the subways early this morning. A man slammed a woman's head into a subway train door in Brooklyn. This happened on a southbound L train at the Myrtle Wyckoff Avenue station at about 1:30. The 22-year-old victim was sitting down when the man grabbed her head and slammed it against the door. The woman suffered pain and swelling but refused medical attention, and the suspect ran off. Cops have released an image of the suspect. It's going up on our website, 1010winds.com. Police right now are searching for the killer of a 74-year-old woman found tied up in her Upper West Side apartment. Let's get details live from our Samantha Liebman. Sam.
And Bridget, some residents in this five-story building on West 83rd Street didn't even know what happened to their neighbor Wednesday night.
I'm just now hearing about this for the first time, so that's really that's a terrible thing.
Police say 74-year-old Maria Hernandez was found unconscious in her third-floor apartment, hands and feet tied, but with no obvious trauma. She was pronounced dead at the scene. Police once again going into the apartment today as neighbors like Patrick Jolie Core remember her.
Always pleasant, sweet. We had an ongoing thing that I was coming for lunch. She She's always willing and ready to say anytime she'll cook lunch for me. This has been going on for years, except I never made it.
Sadly, this isn't the first crime in this building. In 2019, there was a push-in robbery where someone was assaulted in a first-floor apartment. Samantha Liebman, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM, live on the Upper West Side.
Sam, thank you. Police are also searching for the creep who threatened to sexually assault a teen on the streets of Brooklyn. This happened Wednesday night at about 11:30 on East 22nd Street in Flatbush. The 17-year-old was talking with the man on the street. He made unwanted sexual advances. She refused. He threatened to hurt her. She was able to run off. He took off in a gray four-door sedan. More victims of a puppy scam on Facebook are coming forward. A man in New Jersey now saying he was a victim.
And my wife calls me hysterical and it's saying there's a mother and daughter here at our door to pick up their puppies.
And strangers are showing up to Chris Narag's house in New Jersey very early in the morning, including at 6 a.m. to pick up puppies they paid for. But it is all a scam. Similar to the victim here in Northport, Chris's wife's Facebook account was hacked and adorable puppies were posted with a note saying puppies need to be rehomed for a small fee. People sent hundreds of dollars to the scammers, and because the scammers put the couple's home address on the post, the strangers are now showing up.
My wife's name is out there, and they're using her to lure in people to steal their money.
Facebook, he says, refuses to take the post down. I reached out to Facebook, but have not heard back. Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM on Long Island.
A bald eagle had to be euthanized on Long Island after it was suspected of having avian flu. The eagle was found by wildlife rescuers in South Haven Park in Shirley. When they approached the eagle, he crashed to the ground, was not able to fly, and that's when they knew that he had an advanced infection. Wildlife experts now fear this is the beginning of a wave of avian flu cases. A man was attacked inside a Chase Bank ATM in Manhattan with a cup of hot coffee. It happened at about 3:30 this morning in the Chase at West 40th and 8th Avenue. The attacker walked in, splashed the hot coffee on the 42-year-old victim, and then ran. The victim was taken to the hospital with burns to the right side of his face, neck, and shoulder. Cops have released images of the attacker up on our website, 1010winds.com. A stock fraud case involving a small deli in New Jersey that was listed as a public company worth $100 million has now reached Thailand, where a suspect has been arrested.
The suspect, wanted in connection with an alleged stock manipulation scheme famously involving a small New Jersey delicatessen, has agreed to voluntary extradition to the U.S. after being arrested last week on the Thai resort island of Phuket. Peter Crocker Jr., a partner at a financial services company in Hong Kong, is sought by U.S. authorities on charges of fraud and shares manipulation in connection with two companies, Home Down International and E-Waste Corporation, that had been traded over the counter. Two other men indicted on the same charges were arrested in the U.S. last year. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
A rally and march are being held this afternoon to mark the second anniversary of the nuclear ban treaty. Allie Jones, chair of the Peace Action Fund of New York State, tells 1010 Winds unless all countries need to agree to the treaty to prevent the use of nuclear weapons.
They have been used in a war, and they could be used again. More countries who acquire them, the threats that countries feel are existential to their security, they will turn to nuclear weapons.
Well, the group will gather on the steps of the public library on Fifth Avenue at noon.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.